Good morning on Sunday, the 5th of September, 2021. Our readings for today are from James chapter 2, verses 1 to 17, and the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 37. And I want today to look at part of the reading of James chapter 2. And it's the last few verses, so let me read from verse 14 to 17. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Ending in verse 17. So the question that's being asked here is about faith. And do you have faith? And people talk about faith and having faith and believing in God. And they know that God exists and they say that they trust him. But so often it's just words. It's just words. And the challenge here is that we don't just consider it as being the things that we say. So often people are very good at the outward appearance. And we remember that story of God choosing the man wherever, choosing the king, and he sent Samuel along to pick from the house of David, the house of Jesse, looking for David as king, and at the time Samuel wasn't aware that it was going to be David. But Jesse brought forth his first son, and Samuel looked at him and he saw a mighty man of valor, and he saw someone who was strong and tall, and yeah, surely this is the king. And God said to Samuel, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And so in a similar way, this passage in James chapter 2 is saying exactly the same thing. Because the chapter actually started with, which I didn't read, started with being beware of personal favoritism. And it talks about how we can show partiality. Basically, we can show favoritism. Because we look at somebody coming into church, or we look at somebody coming into a important meeting, and we look at what they're wearing, we look at the style and the class of the clothes they're wearing, or maybe perhaps we look at them as being a titled person, and we show them favoritism. Now in the world, that's the way that the world works, that's the way business works, especially because it has to do perhaps with finance and with favor, and so you'll do that. But in the church, that's not what we're supposed to do. Let me read a few verses from James chapter 2. Verse 1, my brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there, or sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves, and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. And so it goes on. And the challenge to us is that we're not to be like that. We're to treat everybody as a son of God, as a child of God, just like ourselves. We're to remember where we came from. We're to remember and not dwell on, yes, but to remember that all of us were in our trespasses and sins, and yet God loved us. And Jesus saved us when we weren't even looking for him. So now that we're in the kingdom, we need to adopt the attitude of our Lord Jesus. We say that we trust in him. We say that we believe in him. We say that we have faith in him. Well, in a real way, I'm going to say it like this. Prove it. Prove that you have faith. Prove that you trust in Jesus. And you might say to me, but how do I prove it? Well, let me read the verses again from verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Now in the middle of that reading it said, you know, depart in peace, be warmed and filled. And those sentiments are very nice and good sentiments. And maybe made the person feel like they had fuzzy feelings and didn't I do a good job? But all you did was you spoke. You didn't actually help the person. And then I can maybe imagine people going, well, what are you saying? Are you meaning that I've got to let somebody who's maybe lying on the street and bring them into my car and take them to our home? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Well, maybe that's not such a bad idea. Now, again, this is not a formula, so I'm not suggesting that you actually do that. What this has to do with is that you say that you have faith, you say that you have trust, you say that you believe. But the thing is that relationship real? Or is it just from a distance? Yes, I believe in God. Yes, I believe he's there. You know, last night I had my first meeting of confirmation class. And I simply introduced to them the Lord's Prayer. And I got them to open in prayer. And we just prayed the Lord's Prayer. And then I dissected. I took it apart. I explained to them what it means. And the Lord's Prayer starts off with Our Father. God wants to know us. Now obviously we know from a theological point of view that God does know us. But he wants us to know him. And I related it to the family because all of us have a mother and a father. All of us came into this world because we have a mother and a father. And so whether you relate to your mother or your father or whoever it is that you relate to best, the parent or whoever it is that's looking after you, do we treat them with respect? Do we call them mummy, daddy? And as I said last night, hopefully we don't call them by their first name. And the reason being is because that is a sign of disrespect. But we treat our families and we call them a particular name because we know them. It's personal, it's intimate. And what I was suggesting to the confirmation class is that in the Lord's Prayer, Our Father is personal, is close, is intimate. And so when we come back here to James chapter 2, James is saying is, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? And the point is that having faith is not just faith in something, but it's having faith with. My faith in Jesus and God is because I know him, because I know what he has done for me, and because I know what he's done for me and I know him, then that will show forth in my life, and it should show forth in your life. Now again, some people may say, "Is all right, so now I've got to do things." And no, that's not what I'm saying. You see, because again, people think if I do this and do this and do this, God will love me, God will accept me. But the reason is, and the truth is, God already loves you. God already accepts you. And when you realize that God loves you and accepts you, you will want to do things because of your faith. You will find yourself helping somebody else because you realize that God loves you and you want to love them. And love them by doing something for them. And that may be picking somebody up off the street. That may be helping somebody rather than just saying, look, God bless you. But actually going out of your way to help them. And not help them because you're a good person and whatever, but help them because of who you're believing in and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have faith in him and what he did and what he came for. And all of the examples, and yes, he did miracles, but on the whole, he was there and he was helping people. Will you do likewise? Or will you just be those who say, yep, I have faith, I believe in God? So think about it. And as it says, again, I remind you of the first part of James chapter 2. Don't fall back in the world way of when you see someone who looks, perhaps that they're a lot of money. Oh, that's put them in the high place. That's not God's way. God's way is to have no partiality. God's way is to have no favoritism. And you do the same to all. But you do so out of your faith. And your faith is followed by works. Verse 17 says, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. It doesn't mean anything. It has no value. So yes, you may hear people say that they have faith and they believe and they trust in God. But do their lives follow what they are saying? So my challenge to you today, as I believe the word is saying to us today, is yes, you may have faith in God, but can you prove it? Can someone look at your life and say, yes, that person has faith? I know they have faith because of how they live, because of what they do. I can see it. So let us examine our own hearts and not be guilty of those who just speak, but are also those who are looking out for others. And again, it's not that we're looking out for others so that people can see what we're doing. Again, Jesus says, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. But we work from the heart because we're working for the Lord. So yes, speak well to people. But follow it up with actions and show your faith. Because your faith has deeds and your faith is not dead. Because it is not simply words. It is not simply words. Amen.